gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Tuesday morning with me, Dave Chan-Smith. Community Connections on Basingstoke Community Radio. Now, on the telephone, it is that time. I've got Claire, the garden editor. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Dave?
I'm all right, thank you. You okay?
I am okay. It's kind of that weird bit in January, isn't it? When you think, oh gosh, Christmas feels a long time ago, but February feels miles away as well. Do you get that feeling?
Yeah, because all the chocolate's gone, isn't it?
It really has. It really has. And everyone's still a little bit New Year's resolution. But I have to say, crack open that new bar of chocolate. Just go and buy yourself one. What's the worst that could happen?
Wow. Yeah, you know. Well, you know, Christmas is finished, didn't you? Because Easter eggs are in the shops now, aren't they?
Oh, that's probably true. Yeah.
Right. Today we're talking about houseplants, are we? Not.
We are indeed. And the reason is last week, which wasn't a gardening week, but it was houseplant appreciation week.
That's right.
And I thought in the dark days of January, I thought we could do a bit about houseplants. But I've called this houseplants for the horrified because I meet so many people who say, I haven't got green fingers. I even kill houseplants. And I keep trying to reassure people that houseplants sometimes can be much harder to look after than outdoor plants, and it's probably about the plant, it's not about you. So this is hopefully going to be a reassuring top five, a bit about houseplants and what you can do to look after them, and how sometimes it's the right plant, right place, which makes your life a bit easier.
Right, okay then. Well, over to you then. It is.
Yeah. So the first things first is just to say, when a plant lives in your house, you have to kind of be Mother Nature to it. So right outside, we don't have to water plants unless they're particularly needy, because we have this magic thing called rain, rather a lot of it last
lots
year,
it,
but let's
scoot
over
yeah.
that. They get light, they get nutrition from the soil. They need 13 micro and macronutrients, and they normally find them in most soil types. Whereas when we've got plants in the house, we have to kind of think, well, Mother Nature is out there, it's not necessarily in our house. So it can take a bit more work, but it's partly about choosing the right plant for you and your lifestyle. So I've got five here, and I'm going to talk about what kind of plant this might be for you and where it might go in your flat, in your house, or where you live. So
right.
If you live somewhere where you have lots of dark corners, you don't have a lot of bright light, so your rooms might be facing north, so quite dull. And if you are the person who kind of forgets to water plants, the plant for you is something called Sansevieria, which is mother-in-law's tongue. And this plant loves to be somewhere in really dark levels of light and without any water. So if that sounds like your kind of plant, get a mother-in-law's tongue. They are really, really sharp and spiky. They look really, really cool. But they just literally sit there. They grow nice and slowly, so you don't need to repot them. You really don't need to water them much at all. And they don't need to be brought into bright light or things like that. And they're just very happy in dark, shady areas. So that is a plant if you are not confident and you don't have lots of bright light. So that's plant number one, Sansevieria.
Maybe that's the plant you want to start with if you're starting
exactly
to keep plants
yeah,
for the first
yeah.
time at home, isn't it? Really,
exactly. And it's very tempting, isn't it? We see them in the racks in B&Q and stuff like that. And I go, oh, that looks nice. That looks nice. But like all plants, it's right plant, right place. So have a look at that care label. The second one is similarly, if you're quite a forgetful person, but you have brighter light, so you have bright sunlight. So say your rooms are facing south, and so you get lots of direct light, and that means quite a bit of heat and quite a lot of dryness in your soil. There you could have two different plants which go well with that kind of condition. The first one is an aloe vera, or hello vera, as it's called. And these are spiny cactus, very succulent type plants, and they grow really easily. They like being nice and dry, so forgetting to water them is absolutely not a problem. You can even snap the stems off, and they have that very cooling, expensive gel you can get in all sorts of pots and potions. But if you get an aloe vera plant, it's free, and the plant just regenerates these things from practically nothing. So it's great if you've got a bright, sunny location, maybe like a kitchen or somewhere you've got big bifold doors facing out into a sunny area. And another one for that area, but something a bit bigger, is something called a jade plant. And a jade plant is also called a money plant. And you can basically requires minimal watering, likes it dry, lots of sunshine. You can hack bits off and it comes back. So if it gets too big for its pot, you can just hack it back a bit and it carries on going. So if you are away a lot and you have a sunny, dry, bright facing, south facing room, aloe vera and jade plants are the two plants I'd recommend. Great for beginners for that, for those things. Is that your, do you have any ha rooms in your house like that, Dave?
Well, I'm just interested in the jade plant. Does it actually grow money?
No, I think it's commonly called that because it's supposed to bring good luck and good fortune in some cultures.
Okay.
So, you know, absolutely. They say money
Never
doesn't
know.
grow on trees, but
Well, there you go.
maybe
Yeah,
it grows on the jade plant.
that's right. Yeah.
You quite
Yeah.
often see them in Chinese takeaways in the windows and sitting at the front because again, the plants that you might see in public realm places are quite often the ones which are nice and hardy. You know, they can take a lot of battering and things like
All
that
right,
and can take
yeah.
parts being forgotten to water sometimes.
What about a cactus? I could probably keep a cactus.
Exactly, and you're getting into the theme of it now. So cactus and yucca plants are both really good ones if you've got dry and bright conditions and you're
Yeah.
not going to do any watering.
Yeah.
So somewhere where it's nice and doesn't get too moist. We'll come on to plants for bathrooms and steamier places in a bit,
All right.
but exactly right. Cactuses, succulents, those type of things. And I have to say, for these type of plants, if we get a nice hot summer, I give my house plants a little summer holiday and I put them outside. And
Oh.
put them outside. They get a little bit of rain, summer rain, and dust off all the dust. But you know, if it's nice and warm and dry out there, they can go on a little holiday and have a
Well,
bit of a
lucky
trip out before
plants.
coming. Indeed, indeed. So let's move on to kind of spaces where there might be a bit of a mixture of conditions. So quite often you might have somewhere which is a bit more moist in your house or your flat, somewhere like a bathroom. Or if you have a very small kitchen, which often gets steamy, if you're a person who likes doing lots of boiling the kettle a lot and things like that, so somewhere it's a bit moister. There's two types of plants which I really recommend for these type of conditions. The first one is something called an asparagus fern, and it has really, really fine cut leaves. It likes it a bit more on the moist side. It doesn't like direct sunlight, so it might be good if you've got an east-facing or west-facing type room. But if you have a kitchen or a bathroom, it's really happy there. It's got fine leaves, which means it oozes and soaks up lots and lots of moisture in the air, and just looks really, really pretty and very fluffety. So it's a nice one if you don't want a spiky cactus, but you want something you can, you know, play around with. An asparagus fern is great for that.
Did you say fluffity?
I did say fluffety. I'm not sure it's a word, but I really
Is
want
that a
it to be a
word?
word.
Oh
I
no,
don't know. We
well,
should.
yeah, we can have it as a word if that's what you'd like. Fluffity.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I
All
have to say, I've certainly written it in articles before. Maybe we should contact what's that lovely lady on Countdown, Susie Dent, to find out if it's an
yeah,
actual word. But
okay.
if not, it
Okay.
is now. Thank you.
All right.
And then the other one, which is quite good in these type of conditions, are what we call the orchid group. And the orchids, you might see them commonly, you see them like being sold in the shops and things like that. And they often come in a clear plastic pot. And you can see these like weedy roots, which are kind of silver and green. And the reason is because these plants actually breathe and need a bit of sunlight on their roots in order to thrive. So
Really?
quite often when people say, oh, my orchid isn't thriving, it's not looking good, I'm like, well, what have you got it in? Because if you put those roots in a normal pot, it means it's not getting as much light to that part of the plant, which inhibits it
Ah.
photosynthesizing and may stop it flowering as well. And for those, they don't need much water at all. Quite often they are grown kind of like almost like in bits of bark chips. So for those, if you're not in a very moist environment, I literally just get a mug, fill it with water, dunk each orchid pot in it for 5 minutes once a week max, maybe once every 3 weeks in the winter when they're not doing much, and that is the amount of care they need. So all of them are really, really low watering and low kind of requirements on you as a house plant owner. But you might have So we talked a bit about taking them outside if you want them. If they're nice sun lovers, you can take them outside if you have an outdoor space. But the other thing that I find a lot of people find is they get these little flies. Have you heard about this? Get little flies all over your house plants.
Yeah.
Yeah, horrible things. They're called fungus gnats.
Well, they call
And
it
this
fungus
normally means,
gnats. Okay.
it probably is a sign that you've been overwatering them. And what happens is the flies come and they love damp soil. So if you've watered your plants loads and there's lots of nice damp soil, they're like, oh, brilliant, perfect place to bury my eggs. And they lay all their eggs in the soil and then they hatch, and then you get these kind of bursts of all these little flies around the place, which is really annoying. So the way to stop that is you can either water from the bottom. So if you have a saucer and you stand your house plants in those, that means the water comes up from the bottom.
Yeah.
And you can also put a bit of gravel or grit or something over the top of the pot, and that means the flies can't get to the soil and actually lay on the soil. And both of those ways combined can really like reduce the outbreaks of these. So that's a good way of stopping that. And then the final thing people ask me is how often should I water? When do I know when to water plants? And a lot of you can't really give a schedule because you might keep your house cooler than mine, so mine might dry out quicker. But if you feel that the top of the soil, the top of your pot are completely dry, that's fine. It's if you put your finger in a couple of inches down and it's still dry, that's normally when it's a problem. So for these plants, which mostly like it very dry, like the Sansevieria, the aloe vera, the jade plant, that's the kind of level of dryness you should be looking for before you rewater. And it's the moister ones, the ones you're going to keep in the bathrooms and the kitchens, those are the ones which can take a bit more dampness in the air. So that's kind of a rule of thumb. Keep them dry, down to 2 inches. If it's dry, then give them a good water. Other than that, feed them with water from the bottom and keep them covered with some gravel or grit on the top to stop those fungus gnat problems.
Look at that. Some great advice there.
Well, I hope you and listeners get on. And as ever, please ask any questions and let us know how you get on. I'd be delighted to hear how people find them. And maybe for Houseplant Appreciation next week, we can have a little gallery of listeners' favourite plants.
Yeah. Also, let us know if you can get the word fluffity into a
Yes.
conversation. That'd be quite good. See if you can get that into a conversation this week with your boss. See if you can get the word fluffity into a conversation with someone on the telephone. There you go. There's a challenge for you.
Oh, I love that one. That's a brilliant one.
When
Yeah.
you're ringing up the utility company, see if you can get the word fluffity into that. That'd be quite nice, wouldn't
Flufferty. There we go. That's a challenge for everyone this week.
it? All right. Well, before you go, Claire, what song are you picking today?
Well, I thought because it's house plants, I thought we should have a song about houses. So I thought let's go retro and make things having some fun times in January. So my track of the week, Dave, is Madness, House of Fun.
What a good track. Oh, I was hoping you weren't going to pick the House Mines because I'm not really keen on their songs.
I think we need a bit more upliftingness, don't we? I think
Bit
in these
of
short days
madness. You
of
can't,
winter.
but yeah, it was his birthday last
Cannot be.
Monday, wasn't it? Suggs'
Oh, really?
birthday. Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me how
Oh.
old he is. That'll really depress me.
I won't because I can't remember.
Good. I'm sure someone will know, though.
Okay.
Take
Well,
care.
thank you very much. I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks. Have a fluffity week, won't you?
And you too.
I'll
Flufferty
speak to you
on.
soon.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.